Reload!
Welcome, one and all, to the second episode of the Doyo Download. I am DJ. Welcome back. We have a sponsor for this episode. Yes, you heard it correctly. We have our first official sponsor, and that is John Bon Jovi's Bon Bon Jovi's Chocolatier and Bakery. At John Bon Jovi's Bon Bon Jovi's Chocolatier and Bakery, they have the finest sweets and chocolates. They have two specials going on right now. First, it's Living on Eclairs. They're finest eclairs. You want to get them. You want to go out and get them right now. They're delicious. And they also have their special white darks. They're the special truffles. They're dark chocolate truffles with white chocolate inside. I screwed that up, but it's sung to Wanted Dead or Alive. It's delicious. It's great. You're going to want the Living on Eclairs. They're the best ones. So just remember, John Bon Jovi's, Bon Bon Jovi's, Chocolatier, and Bakery, our sponsor for this episode. Let's get right into it. I was attempting to jump in immediately after block one was over so that I could get the first four matches out. Missed it. It's okay. I'm just going to cover what we got now. Block two has got a lot of stuff going on. Some people are all done with block two. Some people aren't. So let's start with Makushita. And let's see who is leading. We've got Kakiyama, seems to be in the lead, tied with Kana Shibari. Yes, Kana Shibari. Is there another tie? No, it seems to be a two-way lead. They both are 7-1. Doesn't seem to be anybody else. That high. We've got a lot of 5-2s. I don't see any 6. Oh, I see a 6-1. Okay, Hikari. Hiraki. Man. There's a lot of moving around. Not everybody has the same number of matches, but let's see what we've got. Kakiyama has, a win over Hanamidori. That was a Harakikomi. Come on. There was a Uwata Dashinagi win over Kana Shibari. Interesting. We've also got Hikiyotoshi win over Kumanagi. An Okuranagi win over Wakiminato. That was a Manoe, which was upheld. Mano Oi. Let's see. We've also got a Kaiyushuyama win over Kaiyushuyama. That was a Shitadanagi, and that was on day 6. We've got a win over Mitsurin, Uwata Dashinagi win on day 7, and day 8 there was a win over Ryu Fuji, which was a Kimidashi. Kakiyama's only loss came on day 3 over Chuba Naomi, which was a Shitadanagi loss. It's pretty good. Down at the Makushita 10 West rank, not too bad. Let's see. Where was the other number one? Down there with Kana Shibari. Kana Shibari, their loss was on day 2 to Kakiyama, wow, which I had already mentioned. Day 1, they had, let's click on the right one, had won against Sayori Nawaza by Sukuinagi. Then we had a day 3 win over Wakiminato, also by Sukuinagi. Day 4 over Kukochu, also by Sukuinagi. Someone likes the Sukuinagi. Taizo lost by Koten Nagi. Hakuro lost by Sukuanagi. And then we had Ryukuroi. That was a Shitatanagi, Manoi, which was reversed. So, let's see here. And then, why did that disappear on me? We also have a day 8 win, Kubanagi against Ashitaka. So that was Kanishibari. There is a lot of heated battle going on down in the Makushita. We've got a lot of 5-2s, some 4-2s, some 4-3s. There's a lot going on. Still close race. Anybody can take it yet still. And if you aren't up in those leaders or in tight, don't get discouraged. You could turn it around. Still early. Still early. Block 2 is still early. So just keep faith. Keep the faith. You can do it. Let's move on up to Juryo to take a look at what we've got with the Juryo. And it appears as if we have a sole leader in Juryo, and that's Cachayo with 4-0. We do have some others with higher wins, and let's see, the highest number of wins is 4, so nobody's gotten more than 4 wins according to the International Basho Guide, which I am using to look at this. Though the others with 4 wins have 4-3, that's Sai Nan Gogo, Tetsuan 4-3, Hashigaya 4-2, Sokudoryu 4-2, Tsukino Karasu is 4-2, Daihono 4-2. Let's see here. Yeah, those are our 4-2s and 4-3s. This still a lot going on in Juryo. It's still anybody's race. I mean, 4 wins, we still got 2 blocks to go, 2 full blocks to go. So, I mean, block 2 still wide open. Don't be discouraged. You can still take it. You can still take it. And there's a lot of competition. I mean, it's still anybody's game. Totally anybody's game. We've got Rikishi that haven't even done much in block 2 yet. Hakuryu has 3-1. That's all from block 1. We have, let's see here, so I'm not naming bots. Senpuriki, 2-2. That's all from block 1. I mean, Senpuriki could go 4-0 in block 2, and that would completely change the look of the basho. Sajumoto, 3-1. Completely could turn that around. We have the dangerous Ookumizu, 3-2. But 1 loss in block 2. But I mean, 3-1 in block 1, 3-1 in block 2. That's 6-2. I mean, that would be a good record. But I mean, it's still early. Way too early to call in Juryo. It's a tight race. It's looking good. Actually, probably the most exciting race at the moment, with it being so open. It's this one's way too early to call. Absolutely, absolutely exciting here. Let's move on up to Makauchi, and we've got ourselves a tie for first place between 2 Rikishi. That would be the largest Rikishi, Funka, and Akagi at M4 West. Funka would be M3 East, both at 6-1. They both went 4-0 in block 1, and it's block 2 where they started having some problems. Rather than go over match by match like I did with Makushita, which I probably think at this point would be a mistake, that's where I got the mistake. Let's look at the opponents here, maybe not dig so much into the... Oh, wow. Funka, it appears, has had some very... Well, the first let's see here, has had a couple of lengthy bouts, but not obnoxiously lengthy. Akagi has had one. Let's see here. It has had a couple also. I guess the wins have been hard fought. I mean, I haven't looked at the actual texts of the bouts themselves, but they don't look like they were easy wins. I didn't look at the. Well, I can go over who they beat. Omidori for Funka. Or Ozeki Kibononami, also for Funka. Ozeki Hushicho. Kohokuzan. Inori Hachi. And Rinkusu. So Funka has taken on a lot of the Sanyaku. So that's a rough go. I mean, Sanyaku. Oh, because he's in the Joy. Aha! Makes sense. It's a Joy. It's a rough place to be. Akagi. Let's see. Kitayama in the Joy. Kitashoryu in the Joy. Takanashiki. Banshiriki. Okisakura. And Tenoyama. The loss for Akagi would have been Ozeki Amikaze, and the loss for Funka is also Amikaze. So the Ozeki Amikaze has dealt the loss to both of our leaders. Very strong there. Very interesting also. So since we have two leaders, both at 6-1, we have a couple, let's see here, we have a 5-2, we have a 5-0, former Sekiwaki Kotoi Koma has gotten no losses at this point at Megashira 10 West at number 3, third place there, not tied with anybody. I don't see the fourth place right off the bat. No, that would be Maruwashi at 5-1. There's a nice heat going on here. I know that we have a tie at 6. The two Ozeki, both Ozeki 2s, East and West, Azumariki and Kibononami, they're both at 4-2. They're both tied for 6th right now. Still anybody's game here. Like I said with the Juryo, it's still early. And the Sanyaku also have, it's rough, it's just as rough for them as it is for anybody at the Joy, because the people in the Joy need to perform at their highest, as well as the Sanyaku need to prove that they're performing at their highest. But the Ozeki really need to be showing us that they're the ones to beat. And I mean, everybody has a bad Basho somewhere in there, and I mean, it's anybody's game here. It's definitely, looking at the stats here, it's definitely interesting to see who's doing well early. And it's not necessarily the higher ranked ones are doing the best. I mean, we have our leaders. We have two of the Ozekis are tied for 6th. Ozeki Hushicho is number 8. Amikaze overall isn't faring at the moment very well, but I mean, block 1 wasn't great, but he's already looking like he's making a stellar comeback with 3 straight wins in block 2. Our two Sekiwakis look like they're even record at the moment. They've evened their records up. Not with each other, but with themselves. So, I mean, they look like they're struggling, but, I mean, it's still early. Both Komasubis look like they're kind of in the same situation, where they're kind of leveling their records like that. Megashira 1s, Inazuma is at 3-1. Soyokaze is at the 2-2. Inazuma's ranked number 8. And Soyokaze is number 18, ranked 18th, which looks like there's a lot of people at 18th, including Yokozuna Hikari Shoryu. Speaking of the Yokozuna, looks like he has started out at 2-2, which is a rough way for a Yokozuna to start out. We always like to see how things go for the Yokozuna. If I would use the right mouse, I can start looking at the record. Yokozuna started out, Yokozuna Hikaru Shoryu, started out with Kitayama and won. That would be a Komusubi. Then beat Megashira 1 in Azuma. Then took their first loss against Komusubi 1 Kita Shoryu. And then took their second loss against Sekiwaki East Rinkusu. So, two Kinboshi so far this Basho. Again, still very early. The Yokozuna could very well finish out with nothing but wins. Also, we could see a little bit of struggling and, you know, have somebody else finishing near the top to take the Basho. But we're still very early. This wasn't a podcast to say this is the type of situation we're in and this is looks like who it's going to win. This was always intended to be a early preview of what we're looking at. Going back down to Makushita, the ones who really need to get the boost of, I don't know how to put it, the pat on the back to let them know that they still have a great chance at making a good comeback, because like I said, it is still very early. Let's see, I just found them. Makushita 7 East Antiyama, 0-4. That's one block. You still got three blocks to go. All right? 0-4, easy to come back from. You just need to get that first one, and then the others will flow. Keep strong. Keep moving forward. It'll happen. It can definitely happen, and you can definitely get it done. Keep strong. Makushita 9 West Kokuchu, 1-3. You got one out. Got that one win. You can definitely keep moving forward. Still early. You've only got the first block done. It seems like it's hopeless when you have more losses than wins this early, but hey, we're still early in the Basho. Makushita 21 West Teruno Enzen, 1-5. Had a rough go in the first block. You've broke the seal with day six. Day six in your second block, you've got that first win. Start racking them up now. Second win can come. Third win can come. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. Still early. You can definitely do it. Makushita 22 West, Raiju, 2-4. You had a rough first start. You've already got two wins in block two. You're the proof that block one is just a phase and you can get past it. Let's see here. Who else is struggling down to Makushita that we can give some hope to? Makushita 4 West, Ishimaru, 1-3. Rough first block. You can pull it out. Absolutely pull it out. No problem. You've got this. And I think that's what we've got. There's hope. There's always hope. You can do it. I believe in all of you. I'd like to see you up in the Makauchi. Definitely in Juryo. I definitely need to see you in Juryo because that's a hot division right now. Very hot division. Heading back to Juryo. I just, looking up and down this is the one that excites me the most, this Basho right now. This is so close. It's very close. I mean, nobody's out of it at all. It's so tight. I don't know if anybody else thinks this, but it's great that everybody is so, it's such a tight group here. I mean, maybe block two is where we start seeing some separation, like some bigger separation, but even the worst placer can still finish in the top five at this point. It's not The I guess the you can do it should be brought out here, but I don't want to make anybody think that it's not that, you know, I don't want to point out that anybody's having problems, but you can all do it here too. I mean, there's a one in five. Did I see the 1 in 5? Yes, I did see a 1 in 5. Chiryukaze, Juryo 12 West. Got that win. You can keep pushing forward. It's all downhill from there. You can do it. Just keep pushing forward. Plant your feet. Move forward. You got it. There's a 2 in 5. Tenno Arashi, Juryo 3 West. You've got 2 wins, 1 in each block. You can get more. There's that one extra place, that one extra opponent on day 5. You get that second win, it's all downhill. Juryo 1 East, Ryunoshin. You've got 1 win. You've still got a lot of block 2 left. You can absolutely do it. This is no problem, guys. No problem. All you got to do, plant your feet, push forward. Stay positive. It's all possible. Absolutely all possible. And don't let this thing get you down. We're a tight-knit group, and I'm happy to see that. I'm excited to see where Juryo's going this time. This basho is exciting. So I will be back once block 2 finishes, hopefully right when it finishes. If not, I'll be doing the same thing that I did with this block. And then instead of coming back after the end of block 3, I will be coming back at the end of the basho with the results and hopefully the prizes. I would like to wait for the prizes to come out. If I don't have, rather than delay, I might come out before the prizes, but I will definitely be looking for a Bon Bunnings roundup if possible. No pressure to have that done, Bon Bunning. But I'll be looking at that, hopefully, to have the fourth podcast come out. And thanks for listening. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And if anybody is interested, just go ahead and wants to send feedback or is interested in sending in audio, I can absolutely append it to this right now. I'm not going to include any like live audio back and forth yet. I'm still figuring out scheduling stuff, and with everybody all over the world, I would find it a little difficult to do scheduling, especially with my multiple business issues around. But thanks for listening, and we will see you next time on the Dojo Download. Oh, I forgot to tell you, ping me. I'm on the ping me on the Discord. I am Suijin, or I control Suijin. Just private message me. That's where you send the things. And if you ping me and tell me you want to send me audio, I'll tell you where to send it, or you can just load it to me private messaging. But we'll go from there that way. I should finish my thoughts before rambling on. Thank you for listening again, and we'll see you next time.